Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. There is a saying in business, it is easier to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. This is quite opposite to what we as Christians believe. God's forgiveness should not be taken for granted. Unless we see sin as God sees, we become immune to the effects of sin. We see this happening to the city of Nineveh. About 100 years before, Jonah had gone to the city. The people had turned to God and the city was spared. Later, the people of Nineveh turned back to their old ways and became worse than before. In the midst of Nineveh's violence and deception, God sent a prophet, Nahum, to tell them that he would not always strive with man. While God is slow to anger, abounding in mercy, it is dangerous to presume upon His goodness. It is the goodness of God that will lead us to repentance. But if we persist in our sin, God will respond in judgment. Believer, if you are acting like the people of Nineveh, figuring out that you will get forgiveness later for your deliberate wrongs today, there's only one solution: confession. To confess means to say the same thing about sin that God says. When we agree with the Lord about sin in our lives, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to restore our fellowship with Him. Today, turn your face to God and turn your back to sin. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 and 2, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor is His ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear." Remember, my friends, grace is not a license to sin, but freedom to not sin. Shall we pray? Lord God of heaven and earth, blessed be Thy name in all the earth. Help us, Spirit of God, to not take Your forgiveness or goodness for granted, but persevere in love to reach the rock that is higher than us. Bless our understanding of Your word and Your ways, that we may bring glory and honor to You. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.